Hello, I'm Gary Sternberg with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm speaking with Kevin Collins, who works in the OIG's Office of Audit. Today, we will discuss a new OIG report about the use of religious compensatory time by employees at the EPA. This general topic is relevant to other agencies and of likely interest to taxpayers because religious comp time is authorized under federal law for all U.S. employees. Kevin, what exactly is religious comp time?
Religious comp time allows federal employees to be on approved absence from their regular work schedule for religious reasons, without a charge to earned leave or loss of pay, by working additional hours at another time. For example, an employee might submit a plan to work longer hours on one day to be used for religious observance on another day. Employees may earn the time either in advance or after a religious observance. Religious comp time is different than regular compensatory time because the hours must be earned in conjunction with a religious purpose.
So, why did the EPA OIG choose to look at religious comp time practices?
In January of 2015, we received a hotline complaint from the EPA's own Human Resources Management Division about a retiring employee in the agency's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention. This person had accumulated a balance of 495 religious compensatory time hours. The complainant alleged that the employee may not have worked the hours accumulated and may have been using religious comp time as a leave bank instead of drawing upon earned annual and sick leave hours.
And what did you find?
Time and attendance records support that the employee earned the accumulated religious comp time. However, when the employee was ready to retire, the employee still had on the books a total of 495 unused religious comp time hours. The agency paid the employee more than $32,000 for that unused time.
Did you find that a matter of concern?
We most certainly did. Regulations issued by the Office of Personnel Management, the federal government's Human Resources Agency, stipulate that at the time of requesting religious comp time, an employee must link every hour to be earned with every hour to be used. If the agency had followed this policy, payment to this employee for unused religious comp time would have been avoided or minimal.
Did you find any other issues?
Yes. This employee was allowed to accumulate and maintain a balance of religious comp time without linking the additional hours worked to any specific religious observance. Also, we didn't find any documentation that managers were monitoring this employee's accumulation of excessive hours.
Beyond the specific employee who was the subject of the hotline complaint, did the audit team look at the EPA's overall management of religious comp time?
Yes, we did. We decided to conduct a full audit and found that, as of May 2015, 171 agency employees had a balance of religious comp time. Of those people, 22 had balances of 40 or more hours, either positive or negative. A positive balance means the employee earned the religious comp time but did not use it. A negative balance means the person took off time for religious observance but had not yet earned the religious comp time hours.
Is it possible that the EPA may need to make additional payouts to other employees who haven't used the religious comp time balances when they leave service?
Definitely. It's already happened. Between January 2013 and October 2015, the EPA paid 14 employees over $73,000 for banked religious comp time hours. Further, based on our review of 10 employees with at least 40 hours of banked religious comp time, the agency could wind up paying nearly $82,000 more to employees who leave service unless action is taken to reduce their balances.
What about the employees with negative balances?
We identified 12 employees who maintained a negative balance of religious comp time of 40 or more hours. This number included 7 people who had maintained a negative balance for more than 2 years. 3 of the same employees were paid for working overtime hours rather than having those hours counted against the religious comp time hours they had already used.
So, why did these problems with religious comp time occur?
Agency controls are not sufficient. First, we already talked about the need for linking religious comp time to be earned, hour for hour, to use for specific religious observances. Enforcement of that guideline would prevent employees from banking religious comp time balances for years. Second, agency managers do not monitor the accumulation or use of religious comp time. Third, the agency currently does not provide training on the proper use of religious comp time. And finally, the agency's time and attendance system does not have adequate controls to prevent abuse.
What does the agency need to do to turn the situation around?
We've recommended that the agency enhance its internal controls over religious comp time by revising its guidance, modifying its payroll and time and attendance systems to include enhanced controls, and providing training for all employees as well as managers who approve time. We've also recommended that the agency prohibit employees with unreasonable religious comp time balances from earning any additional hours until balances are exhausted. The agency has agreed to take the recommended corrective actions.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for sharing the results of this important audit. The report we've been discussing is titled Religious Compensatory Time is Subject to Abuse. To read this report and learn more about the EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.